Today, President Bush announced he's sending Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to India and Pakistan to try to calm the crisis that has brought the two nuclear powers to the brink of war. The precise outline of Rumsfeld's mission is not yet clear, but he suggested today that he wants to make sure India and Pakistan fully understand the consequences of nuclear war.
We've done a lot of thinking about that here in this building and in the United States government, having had nuclear weapons for 55, 57, 58 years now. So we've given a lot of thought to their use and what the effects are, what the immediate effects are, what the lingering effects are.
Joining us now is NPR's Steve Inskeep. Steve, it appears that the defense secretary is carrying a very ominous message.
Yes, Leanne. He says that he thinks it is important that Indian and Pakistani and American leaders work from what he describes as the same facts, and that includes the facts about what a nuclear war would look like. Rumsfeld says he certainly is willing to share intelligence information that the United States may have on that particular issue, and military officials say privately that there is, in fact, a study that lays out what a nuclear war in South Asia would look like. It was prepared, we're told, by the U.S. Strategic Command, STRATCOM. That's the command that has overseen U.S. nuclear strategy for decades, and now they've taken a look at what a nuclear war would look like in India and Pakistan. We've not been told a lot of details of that study, or any really, but Rumsfeld certainly hinted at that in a couple of briefings over the last few days, suggesting that the effects of such a war would not be short-lived, and saying today that millions and millions and millions of people would be damaged by an attack, his words, Leanne.
Given what you just said, what preparations are American officials in the region making?
Well, nobody's moving out yet. U.S. embassy personnel, many of them had already left Pakistan months ago because of fears of terrorist attacks. But U.S. troops remain in place in both India and Pakistan, and many civilian government employees remain in place in both countries. And it's believed that tens of thousands of civilians remain tourists and business people remain in both countries as well. And U.S. officials are trying not to cause a panic by urging everyone to leave. In fact, one U.S. official says that he believes that the presence of U.S. troops in Pakistan may actually be a deterrent to a conflict here. India would not want to risk killing hundreds, if not thousands, of U.S. personnel. But at the same time, Rumsfeld made an effort today to call attention to State Department warnings that have already gone out, advising people who do not have to be in those countries to get out of them and stay out.
Now, explain for us how this conflict between India and Pakistan is complicating the U.S. war against terrorism in Afghanistan.
It is certainly diverting the attention of America's most important ally in that region at this time, Leanne, although there's some debate about the specifics. Pakistani officials have been indicating today that they may be ready to move some of the soldiers away from their border with Afghanistan. Pakistan, as you know, has been trying to close that border, has been trying to keep Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces from slipping across into Pakistan. Now we have a possibility of troops being diverted for a possible war with India. Secretary Rumsfeld insists that has not happened yet as of a few hours ago today. But all the same, U.S. officials are making preparations for that, making preparations to try to more strictly guard the border from the Afghan side if they possibly can.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.